This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Jordan Holman was talking about how retailers are feeling in this inflationary environment. With Easter upon us and consumers planning to spend on average about $170 on the holiday, according to the National Retail Federation, we thought we'd check in with one of our retail regulars. Irene Kesselman, owner of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina, sent us this dispatch.
Right now in our store, business has been really strong. We have everything from plush Easter bunnies to Easter chocolate, Easter slime, as well as other things that are non-Easter that will go into a basket as well, like bath bombs and pencils and that kind of thing. Ordering is crazy. You really don't know necessarily what you're going to be getting when you write an order. Some of the manufacturers are doing their best to provide us with what they have available, but it really gets tough when you buy from hundreds of vendors to keep track of what they do have and what they don't have on hand. We are still seeing price increases across the board, both with materials as well as shipping costs. We are forced to raise our prices in some cases, and in some cases, I am biting the bullet and taking a lower markup. My inventory is really high right now. In fact, it's probably equivalent to a holiday fourth quarter time of the year. I did that primarily because of the threat with price increases by a certain time. So I tried to order as much as I could up front, which means our stock room is extremely full right now. I think it'll be telling after Easter what happens. You know, I'm always a step ahead, as you have to be in retail. So right now I'm converting a lot of our outdoor to pool and beach, and we have buckets and pails and sprinklers. And that's the name of the game, overlapping constantly.
Summer, it's coming. That was Irene Kesselman of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina.